So then, Sam, what have we been actually talking about today in the BMIM meeting?
Well, you've been kind enough to invite us down from London to talk about the work that we do at Community Music. We're a music education charity, and we have been running a music leader training course for all of our existence, and opening up a new course in Bristol, running from Hamilton House in January.
So then the company or organisation's been running for quite a time.
Yeah, 35 years, a long time in the charity sector, like sort of cat years, about 4,000 years in anyone else's life. And in that time, we're a charity, so we work a lot with people who don't access music education through the normal routes, and also with musicians and people looking to add teaching and community leading to their sort of arsenal of skills.
So tell us about some of your success stories that you've had in recent years.
Yes, an interesting question to answer, because I think the things that we consider successful, maybe other people don't. I mean, we've had students go on and do amazing things and form great bands and have record contracts and sell loads of records, but I think success stories for us are equally people who have come to us for the first time having even never made any music, or have been expelled from school, or didn't realise they had any real creative skill or desire, and through our programs have realized that, or have gone on to become amazing community leaders and set up their own organizations. So helping people connect with their own creativity and go on and do sort of heartfelt, passionate work is what we consider a success, just as much as whoever sold the most records out of our students.
So let's get a little bit personal. How did you get involved in it?
I'm a musician myself, and still play, but 12 or so years ago wanted to train as a tutor, and looked around and found community music, came for an interview, and just sort of fell in love with the ethos of it, really.
So do you find that most people, when they come to you, are passionate about something and you develop them?
There is that angle, definitely, but equally now we're finding that music plays this incredible role with people who have been excluded from education, expelled, or who are unemployed or have learning or physical difficulties, and music can be this incredible liberator. It's the most wonderful medium for finding out about yourself and finding out about how you work with other people. So yes, some people come to us with an existing passion or skill or desire, but often now we're working with people who have never had any music training or education to speak of before, and that's really rewarding to see them flourish.
So why did you come to Bristol to do your next course?
We were getting lots of inquiries from the Southwest and the West Country about our music leader training course, and we were thinking it's a bit rough to get them to come up to London all the time, so we wanted to set something up down here. We've been wanting to be out here for ages, really, but equally we didn't want to tread on anyone's toes and do stuff that was already being done. But this course, I think, is quite unique, and it feels like the right time to do it here.
Tell me who it's for.
There isn't really an average student on the music leader training course, but I suppose it's often people who have played a bit. They're instrumentalists or musicians or singers or producers. They've got this real world skill that they've been doing, and perhaps have been thinking about wanting to pass that skill on, be a teacher, work in the community. Pass on their knowledge that they've gained through all of that wonderful real world stuff. It's those people, really. They're often reappraising what they want to do with their career, with their life. They've perhaps had some, they've done some one-to-one work or some sort of casual teaching of friends and colleagues and things, but wanting to make that a bit more formalised. That tends to be, probably, if there was an average, that's the average MLT student.
So what sort of people have you got so far lined up for the course in January?
Oh, crikey. Well, there's only a few spaces left on January, but we've got it's funny, it's exactly the same sort of cross-section as we get in London. So yes, musicians, a couple of people in their 50s who have been playing for a long time, looking to sort of move into a different field. A couple of younger people out of university looking to move into community sector, the classic kind of cross-section of musicians that you would find anywhere, really.
So when does it start?
It starts in January, 14th and 15th is the first weekend. It runs for 5 consecutive weekends at Hamilton House in Stokes Croft.
And anyone that wants to possibly join the course, tell us.
Yes, get in touch, cmsounds.com. Go onto the courses page and look for the Music Leader Training Course. Everything you need is there. Give us a call, drop us an email. It'd be lovely to talk to you about it.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Roger. Cheers.